National Security Advisor, the Chief of Defense Staff, the Chief of Army Staff, the Inspector General of Police, and the Minister of Information and National Orientation are here at the Office of the National Security Advisor for a special media briefing. The NSA gives an update on a successful counterterrorism operation.
I'm glad to inform you that we have successfully concluded a high-risk, intelligence-led counterterrorism operation, which led to the capture of the top leadership of Jamaatul Ansarul Muslimina fi Biladis Sudan, commonly known as Ansaru, Nigeria's Al-Qaeda affiliate. The group was first formed in January 2012 with a public declaration in Kano. It emerged as a splinter faction from Boko Haram, positioning itself as a humane alternative. However, its stated aim quickly turned into attacking Nigeria, Nigeria's security agencies and operatives, civilian communities, and government infrastructure. The group publicly displayed the setting sun logo of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, signaling its ideological and operational alignment with global jihadist movements.
He also expressed the determination of the federal government to continue to fight against terrorism.
The targeted operation, which was conducted between May and July 2025, led to the capture of two top Ansaru leaders who have been responsible for masterminding several terrorist attacks against Nigeria over the past years. The first is Mahmoud Muhammad Usman, otherwise known as Abu Baraa Abbas Mukhtar. The self-styled Emir of Ansaru, he is the coordinator of various terrorist sleeper cells across Nigeria. He is also the mastermind of several high-profile kidnappings and armed robberies used to finance terrorism over the years. The second is Mahmoud al-Nijeri, otherwise known as Malam Mahmouda, Abu Baraa's proclaimed chief of staff and deputy.
The Minister of Information says the fight against terrorism is a collective one.
What you hear outside is that members of security agencies are not united. Today, I have seen, you have seen, all of us have seen how all of them come together to ensure that Nigeria is indeed a peaceful place for all of us.